as we get to these, we could spend a lot of time reviewing the text, getting into the minutiae of what words mean and what the meaning is behind what we're saying. But we could also maybe just take a look at it at first blush and say, is this something that we want to include?
So if, you're saying we could include it or not include it?
Right.
Either it, all in or all out.
And if we don't want this objective or strategy or it doesn't make sense, I think we should move on. But if we do think it's a good idea or it's worth having a conversation, then we could spend some time talking about it. Otherwise, I think we would go well beyond our 3 o'clock time frame.
Before we get started, Todd, is Mr. Plath, is he going to be involved in this conversation as our Director of Economic Development?
Or should he be sitting here listening?
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering, is he going to be included in this?
I don't know that we coordinated that because he's in Dover.
Okay. He had another meeting already scheduled. He has read this chapter multiple times. He and I have discussed it, and he has provided comments back on this draft.
Well, but that's nice, but we have not heard it from him. I mean, right?
Right. His comments were included into this chapter.
Okay. I just would be nice to have him here be part of this conversation. That's all. So maybe the next meeting, we could chime in and get his input.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a previously scheduled meeting. So.
I understand.
Okay. So to kick things off, the agenda for today, review the 08 element, talk about the vision for the draft element, the review what the content of the element includes, and then go through the goals, objectives, and strategies. So in 2008, the strategies for that chapter included maintaining land use, zoning, and conservation policies and regulations that keep agriculture economically viable in Sussex County, ensure zoning regulations accommodate environmentally safe agribusiness uses in appropriate locations, including businesses that promote new uses for agricultural products and byproducts, complete the long-term capital improvements plan for Sussex County's airport. In the longer range future, consider different ways to access the airport site from west, south, and north. Intensify efforts to diversify the local economy by recruiting employers with year-round higher-paying jobs. This will help balance the ongoing growth of seasonal, lower-paying jobs associated with tourism and other service sectors. And then continue establishing more job training and professional development partnerships with local employers and educational institutions. In 2008, strategies also included coordinate water and sewer facilities planning with the need to bring these utilities to areas zoned for business uses. Continue coordinating with DLDOT to provide safe and convenient road access to areas zoned for business uses to help protect the strongest driving forces in the county's economy. All levels of government must focus on ways to relieve traffic congestion to and from the beaches and the Route 1 beach towns. Continue working with local governments, local chambers of commerce, nonprofit business centers, and relevant state agencies to assist existing and prospective employers with financing, labor force, and job training needs, and fund a professional target market analysis by a specialized economic development consulting firm. The study would clearly define A, what types of businesses are likely to find Sussex County most appealing, and B, how the county and others should go about targeting these businesses. Continuing on, actively encourage and participate in broad-based Sussex County Committee, whose goal will be to improve the economy here by fostering the creation of more higher-paying jobs. A related goal of this committee would be to diversify our economic base so that the county is better able to withstand and accommodate future economic change. This committee will include representatives from various local chambers of commerce, the incorporated towns, Delaware Economic Development Office, and Sussex County staff. All right, so in consultation with the community and Planning and Zoning Commission, this chapter has a vision which states to create conditions for self-sustaining long-term growth in Sussex County. That is the vision for this chapter.
That's what I wanted to do with agriculture.
Okay.
Right.
This chapter includes an introduction, a review of agriculture and forestry in the county, a review of tourism, and a description of economic base and employment, which includes local trends, employment by industry, employment projections, and the description of the Sussex County workforce. It also describes local economic development resources and lists goals, objectives, and strategies.
Is it possible to include, and I appreciate the comments earlier from the gentleman from Milton, I think, right? Milton, right? But in reference to, do we need to include somewhere in here the opportunity to retain and then also, of course, attract new? Should we have a reference to that also, or are we just kind of focused on our existing industries only, which is fine, but I'm just wondering, is that something as a desire to attract, you know, new industries, right?
Yeah, that would be described in the goals, objectives, and strategies.
Okay.
And that was a big part of the commission's discussion, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So total jobs in Sussex County has been growing between 1970 and 2015. Those numbers have gone from 41,532 to over 100,000 in 2015. And projected employment growth by sector has also been increasing. Compound average growth, the growth rate in the county is the mean high annual growth rate over a specific period. It essentially describes the rate at which an employment would have grown if it had been growing at a steady rate. So what we're looking at between the year 2014 and projected for 2024 is the changes in employment growth based on sector. So that includes manufacturing, retail, hospitality, those different things. So this shows what the change would be in each of those sectors and then the total at the bottom.
170 people in manufacturing between now and 2024? That's the projected increase?
Correct.
Is that small in your...
I would say, yeah. I mean, that's pitiful.
You hope for more, right?
Absolutely. It's
pitiful. There's a goal.
That's pitiful.
We're going to talk a little bit about this.
Where did those numbers come from? Where do you... How do you project
The Delaware
out?
Department of Labor is the good source guess. Cited.
So they like, to Rob's point, the 170, they... have said this is what you're trending,
correct?
So therefore this is what you'll end up with.
Well, it's a little bit of both. It's based on trend, but it's also based on market growth projections and industries
okay,
that are coming
so
to the
other,
county.
Okay.
I'm gonna read to you some notes that I have. The Department of Labor projects that between 2014 and 2024 total employment in the county will increase by 8,250 jobs. The compound growth rate for this is 1.1%, and it is significantly lower than the growth rate between 2010 and 2016. The growth rate for that period was 1.6, so the difference is for the future would be 1.1. All sectors are
points.
Yes, all sectors are projected to increase employment, and statewide employment is only expected to grow at an average of 0.8%. So why is this happening? And that's the key. Age cohort is affecting the number of jobs that we're projecting for this county in the next 10 years. From 0 to 19, the population group will grow approximately 30%, from 44,000 in 2010 to 57,000 in 2050. The 20 and 34 age group will increase by 30% as well, from 31,000 to 40,000. This growth rate is, compound growth rate is an average of 7% over that time, or 0.7% over that time period. However, the older retiree population, 65 years old and older, is going to grow much more significantly. From 2010 to 2035, the cohort growth shows an increase of 2.7% per year, beginning in 2010 with 41,000 and landing at 81,000 in 2035, so almost doubled. It is forecasted that this population will experience a negative growth rate after 2035 and end in 2050 with 77,000 individuals. So the slow growth of the younger age cohorts, those 0 to 19-year-olds and the 20 to 34s, indicates that the county needs to work with local businesses and schools to develop employment opportunities to help retain and grow these other population cohorts.
Where's my age group? on that chart. I mean, the guy is over 30, you know, 35 to 64.
I can find that information for you, Mr. Elliott.
Well over 35.
Yeah. but we're still there. So, you know, we want to keep it, right?
So it's wide.
And we're not the only one in this room, right? So bottom line, that tells you, the red one there, the younger group, is that because people aren't, excuse me, the blue one and the red one, I should say, is that because people aren't having kids, or they're having kids, but they're moving?
It could be a combination of those two things.
Because
it could be that
New
households in the county are older households or non-traditional households that aren't necessarily starting your traditional families. That 0 to 19 age bracket, if we start now and go to 2035, those people, as they achieve, you know, age 18 or age 16, they'd start entering the workforce, but they wouldn't necessarily be the kinds of jobs that would have a severe impact on the overall economic health of the county. So we try to focus on the 20 to 34 age cohort because those folks, as they age, will have more of an impact in terms of the kind of jobs that they would be holding in the year 2035 and for this county's vision 2045. But we can get information on the other age brackets as well. Any other questions? Okay. So there's four goals for this chapter. We would like to maintain and strengthen the economic base in the county.
John, just before we go forward on these goals, just probably a good point for me to jump in here on the commission. For the council's benefit, the commission gave a lot of discussion to this, and I think to Mr. Arlette's point, looked at ways not just of, you know, what we currently have, but what we can do to attract new industry, manufacturing, jobs, and everything else. At the same time, the commission also recognized that administration and council are much more familiar with economic development and what's currently occurring in the county, what programs are there, and what council can do going forward. Just because, you know, the commission deals with land use, certainly economic development's a component of land use, but that's sort of on the back end of what you all do to attract the land use. This is really one where you all should almost take a new look to it, because the commission did realize that this is really something that's specific to council. So,
you said there's 50 slides, so there's more opportunities to have more discussion, I'm presuming, as we progress in this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's the goal.
To John's point, like, if there's any of these that you think are, you know, ones that we should just get rid of, you know, that would be kind of the discussion, I think, at this level.
But before we move on, just because you pulled the information a couple slides ago about the varying types of industry. But yeah, that one there. That came from the state, Department of Labor. Mm-hmm. And was there any input or feedback? I don't know if you just grabbed the information or you had conversations with people, but that's, to me, depressing, you know, as it relates to our longevity and what we're doing here. And are they doing anything to adjust these numbers, or are they just settling in, this is what we got, just deal with it, kind of a thing? I'm just, and I don't want to dwell on it, what the state's doing, but I'm just curious.
I don't know how he would know.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get the information, so I'm just pulling, wondering.
What we met with CDAC, we met with community, we met with stakeholders and the Planning and Zoning Commission and talked about this a lot. I think the thought was the economic development chapter can't stand on its own in terms of achieving its goals and the results that the county would like. It kind of permeates all of the other chapters in terms of how we're planning our future land use, in terms of how we treat our natural resources, in terms of how we look at conservation, community design, utilities, all these kinds of things are all factors that affect the economic health of the county. And when we are making decisions for these other areas of plan, it's always good to think about what this might mean for the county economically and in terms of its economic development health.
Sure.
So these different markets and sectors that you're seeing here kind of relate to those other chapters a little bit. And so if there's something here that you see is maybe a red flag, then maybe that's something we would talk about when we're implementing one of those other elements as a way of shoring up or fixing what potentially could be a problem in the future.
Is there a future slide that talks about, again, this is all unemployment rate, again, it was shared earlier, is down, and on paper kind of looks pretty good, but the truth of the matter is our wages are not growing as they should, and that's the bigger problem, which is why people are leaving, because we're not offering, as compared to Kent County and Newcastle County, we're not offering the jobs here that are viable and providing the wages needed. So is there a future slides with reference to the wages, not just numbers of people being employed or not employed?
We can talk about that, yeah. There, we do touch on that, and I guess it kind of goes back to the type of resident we're attracting to the county, and not just worker, but resident. We are attracting a lot of empty nesters, retirees, who are not necessarily looking for work, that are not looking for a wage. They may have come from a high wage.
Sure. They're bringing their money here from other areas of our region.
And
they're not
they
making it here.
And they're looking for people in the service industry to support their lifestyle after they arrive.
Right.
So those service industry wages are not necessarily competitive in terms of what you're looking for maybe a recent college graduate who grew up here, went to school, has a degree, and then decides that they want a career. What kind of industries are you attracting that would then bring that person back, and or someone else who didn't grow up here but would look for that job and then choose to move here? So there is a disconnect, I mm-hmm. think, and some of the goals, objectives, and strategies try to tackle that.
Yeah.
Your jobs.
Thank you.
Sure.
You went to college, come back, got your job.
So in continuing, encourage economic diversity and expansion. Preserve and encourage the expansion of the ag and forest industries. Maintain and strengthen the county's position as a tourist destination. So these are the four goals that were created for this element.
But there's nothing in there on manufacturing or,
Well, a number of these are just the goals. This
yeah,
is the real
we're going to get into the weeds. Yeah. The economic expansion will talk.
The very tip of the iceberg right here.
But you're centering on farming and tourists.
They are such a prevalent part of the county's industry that we want to at least acknowledge, preserve, maintain, grow those main sectors as much as possible, while also recognizing there are other sectors that we could also focus on from the other
one time. See if
and the chapter also references that some of the manufacturing jobs are related to the agricultural uses in this county. So they're tied together, but there are also other opportunities that we could look at for that.
Okay. So to jump in, the first goal, maintain and strengthen the economic base in the county. The first objective talks about develop a better understanding of Sussex County's competitive advantages and how it fits in the regional and national marketplace. Number two, establish, maintain, and anticipate the necessary infrastructure, including but not limited to housing and transportation, communication technology, including high-speed internet and utility systems, which supports and fosters quality development for those who live, work, visit, and invest in the county. Any thoughts on these?
And I guess that's the economic development director's job to develop a better, to develop the understanding of the competitive advantages. That's his job, I guess.
Well, some of the goal, the strategies could would fall under.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, what the purview. Roles are and responsibilities.
That's a big job for that poor dude.
The third objective for the first goal talked about make economic development something that is woven into the county's entire decision-making process. We're making a suggested change to maybe help say this a little differently. Weave economic development into the county's entire decision-making process. Support small local businesses and county-based industries. Continue job training partnerships with educational institutions, local employers, local governments, chambers of commerce, state agencies, and nonprofits. Okay. Second goal, encourage economic diversity and expansion. First objective, encourage a mix of industries that generates entry-level jobs that provide opportunities for advancement, provide an adequate supply of vacant, shovel-ready land for commercial and industrial uses while encouraging development that is environmentally sensitive.
Hangars, airport.
How do we add, you know, entry level jobs is nice, but you know, how do we include higher wages? I mean, again, I think we need to focus there too, right?
We could modify that says a range of job levels. You know, I could tweak this. That the goal is that it's not just a static, like hiring position. That when you apply there and you work there, that's
diversity.
There's no real room for growth, professionally or economically. The goal here is to generate jobs where if you start at that entry level, there is room for advancement that you would be able to continue well past what you could possibly do maybe today with some of the service sector jobs.
Okay.
And what is an adequate supply? What does that mean?
I guess that's subjective. It depends on demand.
Ten jobs. Ten. I don't know.
Well, and that was a discussion at P&Z that, you know, like, for example, if you've got an industry or some sort of business that's looking at places to locate, they're going to look to places where they can go and start building right away, you know, and so that was something that the commission looked at with industrial zones and other things so that we were competitive in, you know, attracting people here.
But is that 10 acres, 20 acres? What, I mean,
well, I don't think in the plan you need to specify 10 or 20 acres. It's just
supply.
Focus on, all right, we've got to make sure we've got this so that if we're trying to attract, fill in the blank.
Well, it's not just our industrial park. It wouldn't be like Seaford's industrial park,
everywhere.
Hills.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It wouldn't be just
right.
In the county. There's available land shovel ready
right.
Elsewhere than other than what we
yes.
Got
yes.
Yeah, as a package or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I'm sure we have shovel ready
yeah.
Land.
We want to make sure they have it.
No, we don't.
We want to make sure it got adequate room.
No,
we
don't.
No.
If Bill Poff were here now, he'd tell us it's one of our weak points is the availability of shovel ready. That's infrastructure in the ground where you can even site pads in place where you can build a building on it tomorrow. That's something that we lack. Well, we made some great progress yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
It's not done.
We're closer.
Okay. But that's also, we're not talking government side, we're also talking private
that's
side, right?
Completely.
So which is, is there anybody out there in the private sector who's doing this? Anybody? Nobody? I guess with those earlier numbers,
it's
guess maybe
risky.
Maybe it makes sense why not, because not very optimistic.
It's too risky.
That goes back to, so this is the heart of that whole discussion, what makes it complicated. So we go back to what we were talking about 15 minutes ago, where you all said, well, we have real concerns about rezoning land. We don't know what's going to happen there. Well, this one says you got to rezone land so that it's available for something that comes down in the future that
but
you may not know about.
That would be an industrial park. So
not necessarily, no. No, it could be a business hub that's not an office park, you know, something that's not necessarily manufacturing things. So, you know.
Well, maybe then
you would tell me it's an office park.
No, but
there's a zoning classification for the office park.
Well,
though.
I know, but see, that's the thing is that we're trying to make it easier for folks to have an adequate supply of land. So, you know, it's commercial and industrial uses. You know, if Sussex County wants to have 100 acres, you know, available for an Amazon to come in or whatever, not that they're, you know, or whatever, that has to be there existing for whatever that range of possible uses may be. You know, if they're coming in front of you, they're not going to say it's Amazon. You know, they're going to say, well, it
right.
May be offices, it may be FedEx, it may be UPS, it may be somebody building widgets, you know.
And
whatever.
What we do is we to do that, we have an industrial zoning process that, but like a conditional use, if it's not used in X amount of years, it expires and reverts back. Because the fear is we zone 20, 30, 40, 100 acres to try to appeal to a FedEx or an Amazon or something like that,
whatever,
right? Come here,
yeah.
And guess what? They go somewhere else. And then we're stuck with 100 acres forever, zoned, whatever. No, that's too frightening from my point of view. So maybe we could, is it possible to come up with a strategy that would say, If those types of land uses are created, they would expire after a certain amount of time.
But I would throw back, why would you want to do that?
Well,
why
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying, if we did go down that path, if we went down that path, that's all.
Anyway, yeah.
So to follow up, I mean,
anything
the...
Anything will change, that must, no way.
Mr. Arlett.
So the application is, well, we can talk about it because the vote's over. I mean, as an example, the OTC thing, right? It's over. So, I mean, I'm just curious because that was a commercial, we should have a conversation, a commercial property, right? So to the point, and granted, be it shopping or something else, but it in theory, because it was a land use decision, take that away, 50 acres. Your point to this right here is that we, as a council, if there's an applicant coming before us, trying to get an approval for a commercial or industrial or something, right? And it is encouraging to consider it as to attract new things, to your point.
I mean, it's going to depend on the case. And
I understand that,
yeah.
But I'm talking
right.
In theory.
That's one component of it. Also, whether it's the county's industrial park or towns or whatever, you know. So, but yeah, that. So.
The other thing is too, though.
In location,
the that is the
of
fact
course.
That now that we have changed our commercial zoning
right.
code
right.
to allow for some besides CR1,
right.
that when somebody comes in, you're going to have a better idea.
You're going to have a much more finite,
go there.
Yeah, grouping of uses.
Correct.
Yeah, no,
that's yeah, which is why we all did this. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. 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 Right.
Yeah. No, that's
100%.
So
instead of having a window this wide,
yeah,
it might be this wide.
Exactly.
No, that's
but at least the public have a better idea of what's mm-hmm. could come around.
Yeah, and you as well. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Not 100 things. So.
Yeah.
But I still think zoning changes should expire.
How about if we had too much traffic to turn us down?
Too
much traffic to turn us down?
Never have.
Who turned us down?
The public.
Oh, I don't know.
The public won't seem to make a lot of decisions.
Hey, Todd.
Hey.
Run for office.
So we're good with these two objectives?
Otherwise, clam up.
We're bringing you back. We're bringing you back.
Clam up.
All right.
There's another reason.
Continuing with goal 9.2, encourage economic diversity and expansion. Third objective, foster an economy that supports and expands existing local business while pursuing larger businesses that are suited to the county, that are willing to train an entry-level workforce and are experiencing growth. Fourth objective, increase the number of small firms within the county by fostering local entrepreneurship.
Great goals.
Okay.
How we do it, I don't know, but great.
Objective 5, develop employment opportunities to help retain millennials.
Couldn't we just come up with a vision statement for economic development?
We did.
There is a vision.
Right? And just...
Okay.
Because a lot of this stuff is, we all support, obviously.
Yes, objective 6, build a highly skilled, flexible workforce while identifying the economic needs of the unemployed and the underemployed in the region and encouraging programming, including education and retraining, to meet those needs.
Is it like Legos to build it?
Could be. Lego factory.
Yeah, Lego factory.
I mean, so that one, just so, because we're kind of looking at these in a vacuum, and I get what we talked about, and I think, the gentleman earlier spoke, a lot of this is going to, it would require a lot of staff. To do, and nobody wants to grow the county government. I would say that the commission, though, also looked at economic development as an investment. You know, if you have staff, and not large, I'm not saying grow the county, but if you do have in that particular office, you can get a return on that, because you're looking at bringing businesses in and everything else, whereas, that may not apply in other places. But, like, for example, to carry out this one, the strategy would be, because not necessarily anybody's doing this, like the Sussex County Economic Development Department can act as a matchmaker between current and potential employers and local educational institutions like, Sussex Tech or Delaware Tech or those to keep people here and find jobs and attract, kind of like what I guess Dell Tech and Pats did, I think, out at the airport, where that was a combination of the two to try to create jobs in the aeronautical industry, things like that, where... put the right people together, where the county's not really doing that much except for getting people in the conversation.
But I think getting people in the conversation is where you start, right? And then if I'm all for the economic development, but you got to measure what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right. And right. that is this working? Is it producing jobs? What's it? And that's not a you're not going to find that out in 6 months.
Right, no, that's going to be down the road.
But I think that we got to We got to encourage economic development, but then we got to measure if what we're doing is working.
Right.
Yeah.
And Mr. Plaff is not here to respond to that.
Then, first of all, they got to figure out what piece of ground they're going to put on. We may not develop it. We may not say it's okay. Pass it. Say it could be. Like down here, for instance, down here to Lewis. We didn't want to pass 100 acres. That could be economic development.
Mm-hmm. That's the one you voted against last time.
I voted for it this time.
Yeah, but you voted against first time.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I'm just making so.
But I didn't get to think about it, Mike.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So
that's
don't good. Think about things for there.
Amen.
Too,
no? I agree with that.
All right.
You also so do we have a measurable element in here?
I think when we get to the strategies
yeah. Should be,
they're going to have them
you.
More measurable.
Okay.
Randall probably called you.
Did we miss? All right, my apologies. We're jumping from goal 9.2 to 9.4. I don't know.
So there are two goals in 9.3, or two objectives. One is to encourage the adoption of policies that promote agriculture as an important economic industry. The next one is promote and retain agricultural in areas with valuable agricultural land or agricultural operations. And then the third one is to develop and implement long-term strategies to rebuild the forestry industry in Sussex County.
Okay, so that's just an ag bullet.
Yeah. Keep and maintain and grow ag.
Promote, maintain, encourage.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. So now we're on to 9.4.
All right. And then 9.4, first two objectives, continue to support the growth of the tourism industry in the coastal areas and consider expanding to specialty tourism such as ecotourism, agritourism, beer, food tourism, and historic tourism.
Is biking in there?
That could fall under specialty or ecotourism, depending on how it's looked at.
I mean, they're coming.
We're gonna have to put some motors on.
What are wine vineyard folks like to include wine versus to include in addition to the beer?
We could call it beverage / food.
I'm thinking maybe we should.
Okay.
Not specify beer, but maybe I would suggest.
Junk shop tourism.
junk shop tourism. That's a new term right here.
All right.
A lot of money in junk.
So maybe recreational tourism.
Recreational, I like that.
Okay. We're going to add recreational tourism to this list.
But what about agriculture?
Yeah. Agriculture, where there's agritourism.
Okay, got it. Agriculture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's up here.
Okay.
All right, so let's dive into some of the strategies. For objective 9.1.1, develop a better understanding of how Sussex County's competitive advantages and how they fit into the regional and national marketplace. Strategies include undertake a supply chain analysis of key local industries to identify target industries and employers for recruitment. Number two, undertake a business cost analysis to understand how the county compares to other locations.
I have a question. I don't know how many people on council read the thing we got last night, I think it was, from Mr. Stone. But the comments I'm reading this thing, it looks like nothing we're doing is correct up here. Has anybody else read this?
Nope.
You read it?
Part of it, not all of it.
Have I read it?
Was it Stone?
I didn't read it. I saw all the red line and I...
Yeah, there's a... I'm not saying he's right, I'm just saying there's a... A lot of things I read this thing last night, like 11, 12 pages, a lot of pages to it anyway, as I was watching my Phillies win. it just seemed like a lot of his comments are that we're missing the mark. So I wonder if we should making sure at some point in time somebody reads all this stuff and sees if we agree with it, we're missing the mark, or his comments have some validity, or
reads it and he can, you know what I'm reflect back on this, because you'll come back with some comments on this, right?
Did you get this thing, John?
I did not.
Yeah. I will make sure he gets it, and I will also send it to Bill.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of things that, like I say, I'm not saying that what he's saying is correct. I'm just saying a lot of things that are in all of our objectives, primarily, and strategies, don't mesh.
Emerson Mises, what?
Maybe I'm just saying we should. If somebody took the time to go through all this,
yep,
we should maybe at least.
Well, we'll have the
review
next time
it.
You'll review this and take those comments and into consideration.
Sure.
Right. We can have the person in charge of AgriHoods review this.
If you understand your competitive advantages and how they fit in a region and the national marketplace, and you don't tell anybody, it's good that we know. Right. It's the others that need to know.
Right. Right.
And I don't know how we're marketing our advantages. You know, it's great that we know, but somebody that wants to move here needs to know.
Well, I think that was part of the commission's discussion, was that before we could market it, we have to know. You know, and there maybe hasn't been, that hasn't been done in the past.
Three or four times. Right. Three or four times.
So I would put marketing in there somehow.
Well, I think promoting and marketing the county's advantages from a business development perspective is part of what we talk about in the chapter.
Yeah.
So we can get into that. So to develop this better understanding of our advantages, these are two of the strategies that can be used to do that. Establish, maintain, and anticipate the necessary infrastructure, including but not limited to housing and transportation, communication technology, high-speed internet, utilities, which support and foster quality development for those who live, work, visit, and invest. Strategies include complete the long-term capital improvements planned for Sussex County Airport and promote the proximity of the airport to clientele that would use the airport.
You can just keep on moving.
Yeah, keep going.
Well, can we include in there somewhere just something beyond just our airport? I mean, again, that's just government. That's our little tiny world, right?
And it does as we go.
Yeah, there's a couple more strategies. Okay. Work to increase operations, takeoffs, and landings at the airport in order to qualify for additional funding from the FAA. The Economic Development Office will work with natural gas utilities and high-speed internet providers to help identify potential areas for expansion, identify potential customers, undertake outreach to potential customers, and develop strategies to meet the needs of underserved areas.
Is Bill doing that now, Todd?
Yes.
He is?
Okay.
Coordinate infrastructure, such as water, sewer, transportation, natural gas, electricity, and high-speed internet projects with the need to bring these utilities to areas zoned for business uses. Explore and pursue grant opportunities for fiber optic expansion within the county. Continue coordinating with DLDOT to provide safe and convenient road access for areas zoned for business uses. And encourage redevelopment and reuse of existing business sites, industrial sites, and central business districts. These sites are already well served by the necessary infrastructure and have good access.
At 2-7 says right there, we need to do?
Coordinate with DLDOT.
Convenient road access, which we're not even trying to do.
Safe and convenient road access for areas zoned for business uses. So for those areas where business would be going, the infrastructure would be able to accommodate that kind of use.
And how do you do that? I guess we'll get into that later.
So I guess if you're having maybe development for warehousing, you would need to make sure that the roadways have the proper turn radius for large trucks, those kinds of things. Signal timing would be appropriate. Clear zones, whatever that would mean for that kind of use.
Here we are spending a lot of money at the airport. We don't have real road access to it.
Objective 9.1.3, weave economic development into the county's entire decision-making process. Strategies include undertake a comprehensive analysis of county and local regulations to identify those regulations that may be inhibiting economic development. Consider additional coordination between the state and the county on economic development efforts.
And that almost, back up one, this.
Yeah.
So that need even be in there? Isn't that something we do all the time anyway? Mr. Lawson? If we're not doing that, we're doing a bad job.
I think that's the point. I really do. I think to what Vince was saying earlier, and how do we, through your entire authority and decision-making, weave economic development into those decisions? And you'll hear Bill Puff say all the time, if jobs and the creation of jobs and the expansion and the maintenance of the jobs that we have now isn't at the forefront of everyone, even staff, making sure that review processes move forward quickly, those things, if they're not part of that woven aspect or fabric of the county government, then we're missing something. So are we doing it? Yes. Should we be doing it? Yes. Can we do better?
Does it need to be there?
I mean, I think the five of you have this at the forefront of your mindset. Yes. I don't know what happens in the next 5, 10, 15 years. I you know, will the next council have it? And are we signaling to the residents and visitors and businesses of the county this is a priority? So we're putting it in words and inserting it in the comp plan. Maybe that's why it's there. I don't have an answer, because I know you all, how you feel about economic development. I don't know that everyone else knows and appreciates that.
Okay, that's fine. Keep on moving. We're good.
All right. Strategy 3, undertake a comprehensive examination of the county's economic development process in the county and identify potential areas for streamlining and strengthen the county's economic development office and ensure that the office has the necessary resources. Strategy 5, the county council should take an active leadership role to ensure that all county departments are supporting economic development and working toward common goals. Strengthen the relationship between CDAC and the county along the lines of the Salisbury, I can't remember how you pronounce it. Wicomico Economic Development in Maryland.
All right.
What's that mean?
Joe Conaway had more influence.
Well, exactly. CDAC, I mean, what does that mean as far as strengthen? I mean,
why them and not the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I'd like to know what Salisbury Wicomico's economic development looks like. Why is that the benchmark that we're referencing here?
Right.
I think one of the commissioners was familiar with that. And if I remember right, Janelle, it was that they met like monthly, I think, or whatever, and you know,
they met regularly
and just had I don't know an advisory role, I guess, to I don't know.
Well, we don't prevent anybody from having advisory roles when we're having the public hearing process on
no
the
I agree
issue.
Right.
I'm not so sure we need to just single out CDAC.
Well, that was a question, you know, that we had as well.
At all, truth be told,
maybe you just say something generic, a word that would cover those kind of organizations.
Well, yeah. Do you even want the strategy?
I'm not we may
one way or the other. I'm just saying this is your opportunity. Right. It's like, is this something we want, or is it something
block.
We want to amend?
Well, I would say strengthen the relationship between all entities. I mean, however you want to work, you know what I mean? Because that could include the chamber. I mean, there's so many various entities out there, i.e. that are focused on businesses. And I think we can and we should probably strengthen those partnerships and relationships, because I don't know if we've ever even had anybody from the chamber even come before us, not that I'm aware of. So,
what chamber?
Just chamber of commerce.
We've had Southern Delaware
State chamber.
Yeah, well, just in general. I'm just generic. So, yeah, CDAC is not the one and only entity in this county. As a matter of fact, they're one of many. So I'm not so sure I would single them out.
So, suggested change would be strengthen the relationship between the county and various economic development entities.
Yeah.
And just put period.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, some of this stuff is like we're trying to do that.
Yeah, but I will say the commission there
I'm thinking back to where I've heard the two people on in this row talk about this thing is too big.
Yeah.
Make it less. Everything I want to make less, you keep it in there.
Yeah. This was one, though, that...
So we're not making it less.
No, we're not. I don't know about the text of it, but the strategies were not. True. We're not following the Wilson rule here. We're not making it shorter.
I like your wording to include all the agencies.
All right. We'll do that.
Well, next. We could break?
Sure.
Okay. That one just... Yeah. It's 12 o'clock. Time for lunch.
12:45.
We've got to come back 12:45. So let's...
All right.
We'll just take a little lunch break.